The Business Hour with Cyril Fouyoun on OFM.
So WhatsApp is about to change their rules and their terms of service. I know you've been receiving that message when you open up your WhatsApp asking you to agree or to do it a little bit later on. It has a lot to do with your privacy and sharing of your information. And tonight, to help us discuss this, we've got Nontlantla Mtsali, attorney and founder of The Legal Affair, on the line. So, Nontlantla, welcome to the show again. How are you?
I'm all right, Cyril, and thank you for having me once again.
So tell me, Nontlantla, are there any laws in South Africa that regulate the protection of personal information?
Yes, we do, actually, Cyril. So in South Africa, we have the Protection of Personal Information Act, which is commonly referred to as POPI and in some instances PAPIA. One of the main goals or objectives or an overarching aim that POPI has is in essence to protect individuals' personal information from being used by companies or third parties that they haven't expressly consented to. So in a nutshell, it tries to protect the ordinary South African from receiving unwanted calls, SMSs, texts, or having their information stored without them expressly consenting for that to be done.
So looking at WhatsApp, you know, what are some of the changes to the terms of service? And, you know, when do the new terms of service actually do, when will it come into effect?
Okay. So according to some news reports, the new terms of service of WhatsApp are effective as at the 8th of February this year. And some of the changes that are introduced will include features or such as, one, WhatsApp having access to a WhatsApp user's location. Two, WhatsApp will be able to share some of the information on a user's WhatsApp, the actual app, with Facebook, the company. And this could include information like the hardware model of your phone, the operating system, the browser information, an IP address as well. And some of the new changes, or changes to the terms rather, will also include WhatsApp being able to collect information about the status that you post, some of the names of groups, a description of a group, and some of the information you post on WhatsApp, although there is an indication that the content of the message, in other words, the WhatsApp messages, are encrypted, but they do collect information like your profile picture, your statuses, etc.
So regarding the new terms of service, is there any violation of privacy?
Certainly, I would say yes, it definitely does look like there is. However, what is important to note, or perhaps to bear in mind, is that when you consent or you agree to the terms and conditions, or the terms of service, as they refer to it abroad, you are giving permission to WhatsApp or any other app to collect that information, in essence. So if you don't consent to it, they can't collect the information. But if you do consent to it, you are allowing them, although it may be a violation.
So I also received that message when you open up WhatsApp. It says, all right, cool. So do you agree or not now? There's no, I don't agree. You can't say no. You either have to agree or, you know, are there other options if you decide, listen, yeah, I do not agree with the terms of service?
Yeah. I would perhaps suggest that you elect to have an opt-now. Alternatively, don't use WhatsApp anymore. We've seen over the past couple of days, there have been quite a number of new apps that perhaps users of social media may not be aware of, or may not have been conscious of, or perhaps taken an interest in. So you could certainly uninstall the app on your device. Alternatively, you could consider alternative social media apps.
All right. So then lastly, also, Nontlantla, you know, what important lesson can users of social media apps like WhatsApp and Facebook learn about terms and conditions of social media platforms?
So when it comes to social media platforms, it is of utmost importance that as a user, you always read the terms and conditions of the social media app. I know to a great extent they are often very long and they seem very boring, so people often just click accept on terms and conditions without reading it, but it certainly does become problematic. And I'll give you just one example. I think it was in the year 2019 or perhaps 2018, there was a trend of an app called Face App that allowed users to take a picture of their app, of their face rather, and that picture that you've taken, once you've uploaded it on the app, it would allow you to see what you look like in, 20, 30, 40 years, 50. It was great. It was fun. People enjoyed the app. However, when we closer looked at the terms and conditions or we scrutinized them, we actually saw that by using Face App and by consenting to the Face App terms of service or terms and conditions, users of the app actually allowed or gave consent to Face App, which was perpetual, it was irrevocable, it was non-exclusive, it was royalty-free, and it was worldwide. So to put it very simply, users of the app allowed Face App to use their app, for instance, perhaps in marketing or any other purposes that Face App wanted to, without being paid a royalty, without them needing to be notified, and it was a usage that was worldwide. And the terms and conditions were quite extensive, and I don't necessarily think people were conscious of this up until they had downloaded the app and had already accepted the terms and conditions or the terms of service.
Wow. All right, Nhlanhla, thank you so much for helping us understand this a little bit better. As always, great to have you on the show, and you must have a great evening.
Thank you, Sarah, and thank you to the listeners as well.
Nhlanhla Mtsali, attorney and founder of The Legal Affair, right here on IFM, the sound of your life. So there you have it. Maybe find alternatives if you are not happy with the terms of service.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fuyun on OFM.